In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we celebrate one of the major feasts of the Lord. This is the feast of the Epiphany or the Theophany, where the divine nature revealed itself to us, and we were able to see the Son and the Holy Spirit and the voice from heaven, the Father speaking about his beloved Son, saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And I am sure that not only St. John the Baptist was able to see the dove and hear the voice. Actually, maybe everybody by then, and I'm sure there were a lot of people gathered around St. John the Baptist coming to be baptized from him, were able also to see the dove and hear the voice. But not everyone was able to believe. And this is always the case. We all share a lot of things. All of us see many things every day, but not every one of us is able to perceive it in a spiritual way and come to believe after this experience. Why the people were not able to believe after they saw what St. John the Baptist himself saw and made him to confess and say, "This is my beloved Son," and said, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the whole world." Sometimes people, they do not believe because they lack the spiritual eye that can see beyond what is physical. Maybe people passing by, sawing the dove and hearing the voice will say, "This is just a coincidence. This voice, maybe it's a thunder, something not identified." Like the people who saw the apparition of Saint Mary over her church in Zaytun, 2 million people were able to see this apparition. But meanwhile, how many of them were able to believe and come closer to God? Maybe we go in our day-to-day life, some of us recognize how God works every day in our lives. Just going out and coming in safely, this is the work of grace. He spared you and me many, many things that could have happened. He allowed us time to go back and maybe repent. How many of us see His hand working, and then we feel compelled to stand at the end of the day and offer Him thanksgiving? Maybe some of us, they were blessed from all aspects, everything. God gave them everything. People maybe are envious of the blessing that was given to them, but they don't see it at all. On the contrary, maybe they feel like maybe God did not favor them. Unless God would reveal Himself and come in a vision, unless He send an angel, then we will not believe. There is no way we can live like this and we come to the knowledge of God and believing in Him. The spiritual eye can pick where God is among even everyone saying that He doesn't exist. Remember when the Lord appeared to the disciples at the Lake of Tiberias after the resurrection. The first one who was able to know Him was St. John the Beloved. He said, "This is the Lord." Why? He had got this eye that was trained to see Him working, see Him doing miracles. Then when He asked them to lay the net on the side and then they got the fish, the multitude of the fish, then He recognized Him immediately. He had a spiritual eye that was able to see. We have to have this eye in order to be able to see Him. He is closer to you and me more than anybody else. And sometimes we wonder where He is. We look around us in despair and trying to find help among people, and because we say, "God doesn't hear us. He is not with us." He is with you, but maybe you need to acquire the spiritual eye and have it open to see Him working. Sometimes we do not believe because we lack the discernment necessary to value what is precious. The Son of God Himself was living among those people in this generation for 33 years. He revealed Himself at least for 3 years. Unfortunately, minority were able to discern the value of this man God. Like, for example, how we value the church and its teaching. Sometimes we get a feeling like our church is less than other churches. We feel like we are shy to go to the people outside and tell them that we belong to the Coptic Church, as if like there is something sustaining the church or something that make us feel embarrassed to teach or tell, let others know about it. The problem is here, we lack the discernment to value what is precious. Everybody saw the dove, everybody heard the voice, but not everyone was able to discern and give value to the incident. Many people met with the Lord Christ. Many people did not recognize him at all. They were not able to value what is precious. Unfortunately, we do this in our day-to-day relationship. Sometimes people are living together and they not acknowledge or value each other. And they wait until one of them maybe leaves the whole world, and then the other person come and say, yes, I was living with a precious person. Unfortunately, I did not recognize him or her when he or she was living. Sometimes we waste time looking for something that makes a meaning or give value while this thing, very thing, is before our eyes. Lacking discernment necessary to value what is precious make us to lose many opportunities in life, many relationships in life, and above all, the relationship with God himself. We do not value the time we spend in the church sometimes. Sometimes we feel like it's just waste. The real time, the good time, the fun time is we spend with our friends outside. So people were not able to recognize what's going on in the Jordan River. Some of them were lacking the spiritual eye that can see beyond what is physical. Some of them were lacking the discernment necessary to value what is precious. Some maybe of the people who passed by were occupied with oneself and occupied with the vanities of the world. Maybe we were thinking of how I'm going to deal with tomorrow. Like us, we come to the church and maybe some of us are looking at the watch, Abuna, when is going to finish? The liturgy, when is going to be done? Because tomorrow I have work. And we are occupied with the blender that is going to take us tomorrow and mix us for a week. And that's it. People are so much occupied with things. And then they miss it. They miss what is of value, what is important. Like the people who say that I work 18 hours a day, all the days of the week. Why? This is for, I do this for my family. When is the time you sit with your family? Nothing. Where is the family that you give to your children? Nothing. What are you doing exactly? What kind of occupation is this? What kind of life is this? Sometimes we are so much occupied with vanities and we miss the point. We miss the true thing, the thing that has value, our relationship with God. At the beginning of the day, maybe we skip the prayer. We find it is the time is short. We don't have time to stand in 5 minutes and pray. We want to run. We are very much occupied with what's going to take place in a few hours. We are missing the point. Actually, we are here living as sojourners. We are passing by. What exactly are we doing? These 5 minutes that you spend at the beginning of the day actually maybe is the most important thing that you do throughout the whole day. This is the reason for your strength, and this is also the power that you get from God at the beginning of the day. But being occupied, we miss it all. Maybe some people also do not believe because they were perceiving things under the influence of a prejudice. What do I mean by this? The Lord Christ made many miracles. The Pharisees always perceived him as an opposition. So every time he does something marvelous, amazing, they come and interpret it this way. Ah, he does this because he has a demon with him. This prejudice that makes us to waste what is something, what we, the opportunity to learn. For example, like some of us have prejudice that the people who are living with God are sad, are not happy. If we define fun, it is anything away from the church. This is a prejudice. I cannot have fun with God. I cannot have happiness in the house of God. This is a prejudice. We come with it, so we always feel this way. Sometimes we perceive that fasting and all of this kind of rituals, as we call them, are of no value, no matter what. This prejudice makes us not to get it, because I made up my mind with something. A lot of people saw the dove, a lot of people heard the voice, but not everyone was able to believe. A lot of us come to the church, a lot of us take communion, but not every one of us is able truly to build and keep and maintain a relationship with God. We miss it because sometimes we lack the spiritual eye that can see beyond what is physical, because we lack the discernment sometimes necessary to value what is precious, because sometimes we are so much occupied only with oneself or with the vanity of the world, or maybe we are missing it because we are perceiving things under the influence of a prejudice. Let us purify ourselves and purge from our hearts all of these obstacles in order to be able to see with an open eye and to believe, and hence we will have a life, an everlasting one as well. Glory be to God forever and ever.